presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton before it was destroyed by quakes and fire. Superman, faster than a bullet speeding to its target, stronger than the fabled Samson, who goes about his daily tasks on Earth disguised as mild-mannered Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw them, Kent and Major Dover, on an excavation trip among the Mayan ruins of Central America, had gotten their first glimpse of what they were told was the centuries-old Mayan goddess Ashta, who appeared to be, to their startled eyes, merely a beautiful girl asleep. Then as they crowded close to the couch upon which Ashta was lying, her eyelids began to flutter. When Kent turned toward Bert, the Cockney advisor to Chief Tasso, with an accusation on his lips, the floor suddenly gave way and Kent, Dover, and Chief Tasso were plunged into the blackness below. As we continue our story today, a few minutes have elapsed. In a room adjoining the ceremonial hall, Kamado, the murderous high priest, resplendent in his robes and headdress of office, is hastily transferring piles of precious stones and gold images into several open chests. Suddenly, the door of the room creaks open. Listen.
Well, it's all finished and done with, Commander Miazzi. You can take off that headdress now. They won't be coming around.
You are for sure, amigo. These Kent and Dover have escaped our traps before.
They won't this time. They're in the room below the altar, and there's nothing but solid walls around them.
Bueno. We are ready to get going. I waited a long time for this moment.
You've done a blooming good job, too, Kimado. Now then, you got the jewels all stowed?
Si, si.
Good. After the ceremonial, we'll cart the chest down to the river and load them aboard Dover's plane.
How you do this thing, amigo?
I'll send a native out to the pilot with a message that Dover wants him. When he comes ashore, he's conked.
Si. And how are we going to get the senorita to the plane?
Ashta?
Si.
She ain't going with us, Kimado.
And why not?
We can't be bothered with no feminine. We'll let her come away and leave her here. The natives will think their goddess has come to life and she can live like a blooming queen.
But I have other plans, my friend.
Well, what do you mean, other plans?
When Kimado gets to Mexico, the beautiful goddess will become his wife.
Well, no, she won't, me Harvey. She goes free, and Albert Andrew Wellington Plimpson's just a bloke to see that she does.
And I say she will be my wife. I have fallen in love with her, and when we go, she is mine.
Not a chance, I say, matey.
So? Maybe these will help convince you.
Put that knife away, you swine.
Does she go with me?
No.
Well, now, are you like the beast, then?
So you try to stab me, but you're ungrateful. Well,
it's your life or mine.
Let go of that knife. Let it go. Now, then I'll show you. Now, what it does to him, what crosses him. It'll lay you out for a while, and I'll settle with you later. Now, then, I got work to do. Who's there? What do you want?
Open that door, Bert.
Who's calling my name? Oh, bless my soul. Who are you? What's that costume you're wearing? Where did you come from?
Never mind who I am.
And what you used to break down that door with?
My bare hands, Bert.
Oh, yes? Let's see what you can do against a real man, Miarty. Ow! Ow! Blimey, what are you made of, stone?
Never mind that, you dirty double-crosser. Come here.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to turn you over to the natives, and they can do what they please with you.
No. I won't go, do you? Get away from me. Keep back, I tell you. Keep back, or I'll...
You what? What will you do?
All right. I'll give in. The game's up.
The game was up before this. I know the trick of your fake goddess.
Oh, it does, does it? How could you know that?
I had a look at that wrecked plane in the jungle, and I could still make out the white rose insignia of the lost round-the-world flyer, Betty Chase. She's your goddess, Ashta.
You're right. That's who she is.
How did you work it, Bert? How did you manage to palm off Betty Chase as the goddess Ashta for 2 years?
Oh, I suppose I might as well tell you, seeing as how I can't lick you.
That's right. I'm sorry, Bert, but...
Don't waste your sympathy on me. I hate you for spoiling me little game. And we ain't quit yet.
All right, Bert. But tell me about Betty Chase. Did you use some secret embalming fluid to preserve her body?
She ain't dead, you swab.
What?
For 2 years, she's been kept in a state of suspended animation with some herbs the high priest had and guarded by native women. They fed it to her twice a day.
Good heavens, man. You mean she didn't die when her plane crashed?
Nah.
Me and Kimada rescued her.
So you and the high priest were partners, eh?
Partners? Why, the blighter was an escaped convict from New Guinea. I picked him out of the river 6 years ago. Then knocked off the real native high priest and put Kimado in his place. With an headdress on, he fooled them all, he did.
A fine pair you two made.
Well, we did all right till you come. Anyway, Kimado and me was coming through the jungle one day when a plane flying overhead suddenly crashed into the tree.
The plane's just crashed in the jungle. She's nearly fallen.
It's down here in the clearing. Come on, Kimado. Oh, lummy, what a cracker.
It's the pilot over here in these brush.
Come on. Well, strike me, think it's a woman.
Por Dios. A beautiful senorita.
Yes, and she ain't dead, Kimado. Ain't even scratched, she ain't. That's got the blooming wind knocked out on her.
Amigo, I have wonderful plan.
Yes, what?
From long time ago, I have discovered a herb which keep people asleep but do not harm them.
Well, what of it?
The senorita. We take her to the temple and give her this herb. Then we hide Ashtar's mummy and put the senorita in her place. We tell the natives we have resurrected Ashtar, and then they think we have performed miracles.
Oh, well, let me come out of you're a blooming genius, you are.
Then we have supreme power over these natives. We get the gold and treasure, and with the time she's come, we vamos.
Right as rain, Kimado, me hearty.
Come, eat her up.
You carry her back to the temple. How'd you like that for a scheme?
It's unbelievable.
But that ain't all. I'll have the last laugh on you yet.
What do you mean?
You'll never get out of this place alive. The blooming natives will kill you when they find you violated the sacred temple.
I'll take a chance on that.
Yes? Well, what are you going to do with him what's coming?
Where?
Look, through that door. Look.
Come back here, Bert. You can't get away from... Bert! Bert! Heavens, he's fallen on that knife. Too bad. Gone, poor fellow. Well, perhaps it's better that way.
Good heavens.
That must be Betty Chase in the ceremonial hall. She's come too. I'll have to get to her before she tries to get out of the temple. I must change back to Clark Kent.
Help! Help!
Miss Chase! Miss Chase, it's all right.
Where am I?
Who are you? I'm Clark Kent, a friend, believe me.
I never saw you before. What am I doing in this?
Look, Miss Chase, you've been through a horrible experience, but... I can't stop to explain it all now. We've got to get out of here. We're in terrible danger. Will you trust me, please?
This is some horrible nightmare, but I'll trust you.
Kent! Kent, where are you? The temple is got... Good heavens, Kent. The goddess Ashtar. Am I crazy?
Major, this is Betty Chase, the round-the-world flyer who disappeared 2 years ago. She was kept in a state of suspended animation and substituted for the mummy of Ashtar.
Look, Kent, this is no time for tricks or jokes. The natives have surrounded the temple, and they're out of control. They're dragging chiefs to the shore of the lake so they can get across. Who is this?
I really am Betty Chase, but...
Where is Tasso, Major?
He's outside trying to pacify the tribe, but it's no go.
Major, listen to me. Take Miss Chase and go up to the roof of the temple. Now, don't stop to ask why. There's only one chance of saving your lives, and it's going to take a lot of courage, but you can do it. Now go and wait there.
Right, Kent. Come on, Miss Chase.
Kent, changing to Superman, flies with the speed of light out of the temple and to the Major's plane. He drops down to the river and, changing back to Kent, climbs aboard the ship. And while the pilot gets the plane started, Kent attaches two rope ladders to the wings. Then the plane roars up from the river, the two ladders dangling below it, and heads for the Temple of Ashtar.
Have you got your landing lights on, Jack?
Yeah, but man alive, it's going to be some trick for the Major and Miss Chase to grab those rope ladders when I fly over the temple.
I know. Throttle the ship down to its lowest flying speed, and I think they can make it.
Look, Kent, look.
What?
There they are on the temple roof.
Yes. And they see us. Look. Dover's clasping his hands at us. He knows what they're to do.
Am I low enough for the ladder to drag on the roof?
Just right, Jack. Easy. Easy. Now! Well, now that we're safe and comfortable in the plane, Miss Chase, you must be happy to be on your way back to America.
I am very happy. But tell me, Mr. Kent, how on earth did you and Major Dover happen to be here in Central America?
Well, it's this way, Miss Chase. I flew down with Major Dover on my vacation.
And so the expedition of Major Dover and Clark Kent turned out to be highly successful. They found the fabulous goddess Ashta, discovered she was Betty Chase, lost flyer, and brought her back to the United States. And Clark Kent scooped the world with his sensational story of finding the vanished round-the-world woman flyer. But even as the plane wings its way back to civilization, a far more dangerous adventure is waiting for the star news reporter of the Daily Planet. Tune in next time and follow the amazing exploits of Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.